Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now fog and mist and 42 degrees. A shooting Sunday morning left a 35-year-old man dead.
It happened around 2:50 a.m. Sunday in the 1700 block of South Glen near Seneca and Harry in the southwest part of the city. Wichita police say 45-year-old woman arrived at a friend's home to find the man unresponsive. The victim, 35-year-old James Winston, had sustained multiple gunshot wounds and was transported to an area hospital where he died from his injuries. Police continue to work the case, which is not believed to be a random incident. If you have any information, call WPD Detectives, Crime Stoppers, or the See Something, Say Something hotline at 519-2282. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
One person was injured Sunday when a small plane crashed in Valley Center.
Sedgwick County 911 dispatchers say one person suffered minor injuries after a small plane carrying four people crashed near West 85th Street North and North Seneca Street. This happened on Sunday around 3 p.m. According to Valley Center Fire Chief Lonnie Torme, all four passengers refused medical treatment. The pilot suffered a minor injury but was okay. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating the cause of the crash. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
The U.S. is hoping to reach a truce with the Taliban after nearly two decades of fighting. We have more from Fox's Garrett Tenney.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is cautiously optimistic about this deal with the Taliban that could eventually lead to U.S. troops leaving Afghanistan. The first step is a seven-day truce, which could begin as soon as Monday. During that time, the Taliban has agreed not to target American or Afghan forces. Assuming that goes well, the peace deal could be signed within 10 days, leading to a nationwide ceasefire, negotiations between the Taliban and Afghan government, and a timetable for the withdrawal of U.S. troops who've been fighting there for the past 18 years. There are currently 12,000 American soldiers in Afghanistan, and this weekend, Defense Secretary Esper said troop levels could be reduced to 8,600 if this deal pans out. While officials are cautiously optimistic about this peace deal, they concede it's by no means a sure thing.
Even if a peace deal is signed, counterterrorism operations would still continue in Afghanistan, according to Department of Defense officials. Hundreds of Americans quarantined on a cruise ship for more than a week off the coast of Japan due to a coronavirus outbreak, are returning to the U.S., where they will be quarantined for another 14 days. More from Fox's Christina Coleman.
Americans who were quarantined on a cruise ship docked in the port city of Yokohama, Japan, were evacuated today. They got on those buses heading to an airport in Tokyo. One of those flights will land at Travis Air Force Base here in California, and the other will go to Lackland Air Force Base in Texas. Once passengers arrive in the U.S., they will be quarantined for an additional 14 days. There were 355 people infected with the virus on that ship. The U.S. Embassy made the American passengers on the Diamond Princess aware that these chartered flights are their only option to fly to the U.S. before March 4th at the earliest. Evacuated passengers say they are ready to go home. China reported 142 deaths and 2,009 new cases of coronavirus in the previous 24 hours.
China is also reporting the number of new infections of the coronavirus have decreased despite an increase in fatalities. Dr. Roger D. Klein, a former advisor to the FDA, says there's not much to worry about in the U.S. right now when it comes to that new virus coming out of China.
The risk for Americans right now is very low. So we have 15 cases reported in the United States, no deaths. Of the 60,000 cases that have occurred worldwide, the vast majority are in China. And all but three of the deaths are in China.
The John Whitmer Show, Sunday night at 7 on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock here on a Monday morning.
And on a Monday morning, after a fairly nice weekend out there, we've got fairly decent conditions to drive on this morning. We've got things looking pretty good on the roadways here in Wichita. Gasoline prices this morning, still around $2.15 a gallon. I saw a couple more stations down around $2.14 a gallon, so that seems to be the price range out there this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With widespread areas of dense fog in south-central Kansas this morning, it may take a while to clear on off, and this afternoon we expect to get to 60 for the high. Mostly cloudy and much colder tonight, our low 32, and then sunny on Tuesday afternoon, our high 45. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now we have fog, mist, and 42 degrees, north wind at 8 miles per hour.
Yeah, that fog could be a traffic condition that you need to talk about. They're saying visibility at the airport about 2 miles.
I could see it in the parking lot when I was upstairs a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
There is some fog out there. 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock now with Steve and Ted here on this Monday morning. This is President's Day. And many of our listeners, many of you just are taking a day off. You don't have to go to work today. But others are putting their shoulder to the grindstone and away you go. Here we are this morning at 6:11 with the Steve and Ted Show live and on the air. This is Monday, February 17th. On this date in 1863, the International Red Cross was founded in Geneva. The Red Cross does a lot of great work, not only in collecting blood supply, as they do, and overseeing the blood supply, but also in so many emergency situations. They're active even locally if there's a house fire and some people are displaced, need some help. Red Cross is on the ball, ready to go. National disasters or natural disasters in other parts of the country, Red Cross has got people that are ready to go, and they just do great work. We salute them today. This is the anniversary of their founding in 1863 in Geneva. Well, we had an unseasonably mild day across central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 55 degrees. A normal high for the date is 49. Now, we've got 42 degrees right now, and last week, we were getting up in the morning, and it was 10, 12, 13 degrees this time of day.
Very different out there right now.
This morning, we've got a nice start on a Monday when a lot of people are going to have a chance, I think, to get outside and do some stuff on President's Day. Take a day off and maybe get some outdoor activity. An orangutan named Sandra, who was granted legal personhood by a judge in Argentina and later found a new home in Florida, has celebrated her 34th birthday. She has legal personhood. Patty Reagan, director of the Center for Great Apes in Wauchula, Florida, says Sandra has adjusted beautifully to her life at the sanctuary and has befriended Jeffro, a 31-year-old male orangutan. Prior to coming to Florida, Sandra had lived alone in a Buenos Aires zoo. A judge's landmark ruling in 2015 declared Sandra is legally not an animal.
Okay.
But a non-human person. And thus entitled to some legal rights and enjoyed by people, including better living conditions. So they shipped her off to Florida. Now, Sandra's got her a new boyfriend named Jethro.
But is Jethro legally a person?
I don't know. Probably so. unless he's just a whole lot dumber than her or something. It's a little monkey business, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Okay. Carnival in Brazil has gone to the dogs, at least for a day anyway. Dozens of costumed dogs and their owners took part in a pre-carnival parade yesterday. They marched along a road near the famed Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro. Both human and canine participants seemed to enjoy the event. One parade goer who had two dogs says, "It seemed strange, but the dogs had fun because they could play with their other friends." Yesterday's parade is one of many leading up to the official start of Carnival on February 21st. There you go. News, animal news from around the world, from Florida, Brazil, and Brazil, and where else was that? Where is Sandra from? She was from, she was from Buenos Aires, too.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So we've got two of them from Brazil today, two stories. All right, 6:14, now what's not happening today? Here's an idea. There were no regular postal delivery on this three-day holiday weekend. No Wichita Transit, paratransit or Q-Line services today. None of that. And City Hall closed for President's Day. Most everything's closed. Let's see. libraries closed. Excuse me. All locations.
Okay.
Neighborhood resource centers, park and recreation centers, Great Plains Nature Center, Old Cowtown, Art Museum, Mid-America All-India Center, all of them closed. Water Center, Botanica. Everybody's taking a day off today, or at least the city, and I'm sure the county is just pretty much the same way, and the federal offices as well.
But of course, as is traditional, lots of stores generally have President's Day sales. So
it's a good point. Stores are having President's Day sales.
Could be some effective retail going on out there today.
So if you really get bored, you can go out and just spend a lot of money today.
And in the end, isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah,
spending money.
We celebrate our presidents by spending money today.
Well, how else are capitalists going to celebrate and spend money?
President's Day, I have I got our crack research department on this morning to find out some fun facts about our presidents. I'll be sharing them with you this morning as we go through the morning.
Well, that's good.
George Washington, you'll remember he was the first president, the only president unanimously elected, meaning all of the state representatives voted for him.
Of course, that was when state representatives were the only ones
casting votes. They didn't know they could vote for anybody else. They thought, they wanted him to be King George, so King George the first of America. But anyway, fun fact there. A unanimous election by the Electoral College for George Washington. We have several items. We're going to be doing some giveaways this morning, more tickets this morning.
Yes.
Def Leppard and ZZ Top coming to Wichita's Interest Bank Arena on October 5th. And we've got a pair of tickets for you this morning.
Right.
So be listening for your chance to win a couple of pairs. I might have two pairs. If you want to go see Def Leppard and ZZ Top coming to the Interest Bank Arena on October 5th. So keep it here, Steve and Ted. You might be the one who wins the tickets. Coming up on 6:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time. Well, leadoff sports. The Jed Chambers, the Shocker basketball last night. They're looking better.
Yes, they are. They are looking better. Men's basketball on Sunday afternoon. A pretty solid 82-57 win over Tulane. And, of course, you heard it yesterday over on 103.7 KEYN. Mike Kennedy with the call.
Etienne for another three. A little short this time. Long rebound. Dennis drives the lane. Back to Stevenson for the layup.
Well, as many good things as Dexter Dennis did today or has done today, that pass was at the top of the list.
They were doing some good things.
That's right. Wichita State Shocker head coach Greg Marshall says the Shockers did get off to a pretty good start in this one.
Yeah, 59 in the first half was tremendous, and we were getting wonderful looks. We got some layups, some dunks. We got some wide-open threes with our push and transition. Playing with all those point guards at the beginning of the game is something that I've emphasized.
So the Shocker men win one there, 82-57. Next up for the Shocker men, they welcome the USF Bulls to Coke Arena. And that'll be on Thursday night. The Shockers won their first meeting with USF back in January, 56-43. The Shocker baseball Eric Wedge era began this weekend. The new Shocker head coach taking his team to face Northwestern State in three games this weekend. It was kind of a rocky start. They lost the season opener 11-0, although good news there, the starter Jake Hamilton went five innings and struck out 13, but yeah, the bats were pretty cold. Bullpen didn't hold up at all. They fared much better on Saturday. They got a 5-1 win after a one-hit-on-one-run-for-eight-inning effort from starter Liam Eddy, so they won that one 5-1. And then on Sunday, the Shockers got the lead early in the third inning. You heard it yesterday on KFH. 1240 AM and 97.5 FM. Shane Dennis with the call.
Etienne for another three. A little short this time. Long rebound.
Hammered down the left field line. High and deep. If it stays fair, it's gone. And gone. Home run. Cooper Kornblum just torched one over the top of the fair pole. 320 feet away. And into the trees it goes.
Yeah, so there's Shane there. And the Shockers did come up a bit short. After that home run got them the early lead, the Shockers lost that game 3-2. Next up for WSU baseball, their home opener versus Texas Southern, and that's on Friday. Weather permitting, but long-term forecast says it'll be chilly, but fairly nice that night. So, we'll, of course, see as we get closer to it, but things looking fairly good for that home opener on Friday night right now. The Shocker women's basketball team did pretty good. They also were facing Tulane. They were in New Orleans, and you heard it on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And Steve Strain had the call on that one.
28 seconds left in the game. Shockers down two. Ashley Reed left wing. Back up top, Baston. Right wing, Brewer. A long three from the right wing, and she banks it in. Maya.
Yes,
Brewer,
that was really good. Maya Brewer got that one, and the Shockers win that one. That was 69-68. Next up for the Shocker ladies, a home game versus SMU on Wednesday. And they're going to talk about that probably tonight on the WSU Coaches Shows over on KFH. That starts at 6 o'clock with men's head coach Greg Marshall, followed at 7 by women's head coach Keitha Adams. And that over on KFH is going to be followed by KU basketball. The Jayhawks hosting Iowa State, tip-off at 8 p.m. The Jayhawks on a short turnaround after an 87-70 win at Allen Fieldhouse on Saturday versus OU. So Jayhawks doing well right there. The Shocker softball team, they were in San Marcos, Texas this weekend, the Bobcat Classic. Did well on Friday night. They defeated St. Louis and UTSA, but unfortunately they lost their next three. They lost games to Texas State and UTSA on Saturday, and then lost again to Texas State on Sunday. It was a busy weekend We've got the Wichita Thunder on the road Saturday night in Tulsa. They had a limited roster. Wichita played with just 8 forwards and 4 defensemen due to injuries and call-ups. That's a little over half of the usual staff. And the Thunder lost a close one to the Oilers 4-3. Wichita is off until next Saturday with a trip to Texas to face the Allen Americans. The Wichita Wings had an exhibition game on Saturday versus Springfield Demise. They trailed for most of the first half, but they really turned on the offense after halftime, and they got an 8-5 win. Next action for the Wings, they host the Fallstown Flyers out of Wichita Falls, Texas, on Sunday night at Hartman Arena. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
So what are the Shocker baseball record after the first weekend? 2-1?
Yes, that is how they started out. 2-1.
Off to a winning start. Won their first series. All right.
No, they lost Friday and Sunday and only won on Saturday. So they're
1-2.
1-2,
okay.
Yes.
Got that. All right. 6:22 now, Steve and Ted. And coming up with Steve and Ted, we got Sanjay Gupta on the way, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, and traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.